News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Although the Israel-Hamas ceasefire is supposed to end later today, White House correspondent Greg Clugston says President Biden wants the truce to continue as long as hostages are being set free.
Following the release of the first American held hostage by Hamas, the president said his goal is to keep this pause going beyond Monday so that we can continue to see more hostages come out. He also wants to see a surge of more humanitarian relief into Gaza.
And as freed hostages return to Israel, details of their captivity have emerged.
Emotions were high as released hostages Sharon Avigdori and her 12-year-old daughter Noam Avigdori reunited with their family after weeks in captivity. Information about the conditions of captivity of the 58 hostages has been tightly controlled. But family members of the released hostages have begun to share details about their loved ones' experiences. Merav Raviv, whose three relatives were released, said they had been fed irregularly and had eaten mainly rice and bread and had slept on rows of chairs pushed together in a room that looks like a reception area. I'm Karen Chamas.
A suspect is in police custody after three young men of Palestinian descent were shot and wounded over the weekend in Burlington, Vermont.
ATF agents arrested 48-year-old Jason Eaton Sunday afternoon at his apartment building near the scene of a shooting on Saturday near the University of Vermont in Burlington. Police Chief John Murad says the three victims, all 20-year-old Palestinian-American college students, were speaking some Arabic as they were walking during a holiday visit when a white man with a gun approached them and discharged at least four rounds from a pistol without speaking.
Correspondent Jennifer King says Eaton is due for arraignment later today. The attack being investigated as a possible hate crime. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
After betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's
This is your KMTQ News Flash. The drive back into California from Nevada wasn't as bad this holiday weekend. Traffic officials say the backup was only about 10 miles at its worst on the southbound 15 back into the Golden State yesterday. In previous Thanksgiving holiday weekends, the backup as long as 20 miles long. On the part-time third lane that was added on the California side of the southbound 15 appears to have eased that traffic pain. The lane, which opened this past August, is now open to traffic Sundays and Mondays from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening. Another dubious distinction for the Silver State is Nevada has the highest rate of financial fraud in the country. According to software company Duplanty, they analyzed FBI internet crime data and found that Nevada had 286 financial fraud victims per 100,000 people. That tops the charts ahead of Delaware, Alaska, and California. The report did not provide in-depth information on why the fraud rates were so high here in the Silver State or what types of fraud were happening. Local authorities say those numbers are skewed due to Nevada's small population base. Well, the Rolling Stones, they continue to gather no moss, even at their age. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and the boys, they're coming back to Allegiant Stadium on May 11th of next year. The Las Vegas stop, part of the group's 24 Hackney Diamonds tour in support of their latest release, Hackney Diamonds. With Jagger at 80, his mate Richards at 79, it seems rather appropriate that their tour is being sponsored by AARP. That's a first for that retirement organization. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. The Stones, they last played Las Vegas back in November of 2021 and also happened to be at Allegiant Stadium. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're back at it after the holiday weekend. I have one minor accident to report on the Southwest Beltway, 215 westbound after I-15. We see that out of the travel lanes off to the right shoulder there. Westbound 215 after I-15 at the south end of town. Also cleared up an earlier problem on the Flamingo off-ramp as you come off of I-15 southbound. Mostly sunny, clear, and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. In fact, may not even see 60 degrees this week at all. 37 degrees right now at the airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, November 27th. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. Back from a week's vacation, was out floating in the Gulf of Mexico and in the Caribbean aboard the Dream, the Carnival Dream. I had a great time. Met a lot of folks, believe it or not, from Las Vegas. Yeah, Gina and Steve and a whole bunch of other folks that I met along the way that were from Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that as we go along. One of the things that we are celebrating today is the release of hostages. The question is, how is that going to change the game that is going on now? We're going to talk about that with Adam Gillette. Adam is the president of Accuracy in Media. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Adam, let me ask you, you've been witnessing the hostage release that's been going on. Is it a game changer in this war that we've been talking about with Israel, with Hamas, with Iran, with Hezbollah? Is it a game changer at all?
I don't know that it's necessarily a game changer, but anytime you've got a few more civilians out of harm's way, it certainly puts a smile on my face. And it is a great reminder that these are the sort of people that we're dealing with. It's not a military power. These are horrible, wretched terrorists who hide behind their own civilians while abducting others.
I got to ask you, because you have written, you have spoken about what this means, about the anti-Israel sentiment that is out there. First of all, I got to ask you, where has this bubbled up from? Has it always been there and we just didn't recognize it? What is going on out there on our college campuses?
Such a great question. And I think it's incredibly important to distinguish between anti-Israel sentiment, which is fine, and horrible, wretched, racist anti-Semitism, which is what we're seeing increasingly on college campuses. It comes through K-12 education, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion programs. They've proliferated throughout the country. Nearly every district has one or a dozen full-time, non-classroom equity staffers. And these folks are focused exclusively on getting far-left Marxist principles of diversity, equity, inclusion into every facet of public education. They define the world as oppressors and oppressed, and for whatever reason, they put Jews in the oppressor category.
Okay, so tell me where it's coming from. Is it George Soros inspired? Is it is there some other force that is at work here?
Yeah, it's not as simple as to say, yes, there's one puppet master pulling the strings. But the left-wing movement in America used to be led by liberals, people we could disagree with, people who believed in free speech, people who said, even if I disagree with what you have to say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it. But it's been taken over by radical progressives. They don't descend from the age of enlightenment. They descend from the age of Marx. Progressives think speech is violence. And progressives these radical progressives define the entire world into either classes of oppressed people or oppressors. And it's not about what's moral, what's right or wrong. If you're an oppressor, you're bad. If you're oppressed, you're inherently good. And we need to use government in their eyes to push back the oppressors and lift up the oppressed.
Adam Gillette joining us, the president of Accuracy in Media. What is Accuracy in Media, and what is your role with that organization?
Well, I'm the president of the organization. We're a nonpartisan charitable organization. We use hidden camera investigative journalism and what I like to call cultural activism to hold bad public policy actors accountable. And with our investigative journalism, I've actually been in over 250 school districts across the country with hidden cameras over the past nearly 2 years, exposing these radical K-12 administrators who lie to parents, deceive parents, at times break state laws in order to push these radical diversity, equity, inclusion principles into every facet of public education. It's not about telling an accurate version of history like they claim. They push this stuff into math class. They push it into the textbooks, into classroom materials. And again, when you see that people complain, rightfully so, that teachers are often underpaid, well, that's because they're funneling all of the money into these expensive DEI positions to radicalize your children.
It's amazing when you look into a situation and you look beneath the surface and you see what's really going on. You and your life have been threatened. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on and why this is such a personal issue for you?
Sure. Well, we've been going after radicals on college campuses for over a year. We went after anti-Semites at Berkeley Law. We went after radicals at Stanford Law, the students who shouted down a federal judge and shouted things like, "I hope your daughters get raped." But in October, we began going after radicals at Harvard who signed a racist proclamation blaming Israel exclusively for the terrorist attacks that occurred on October 7th. And what we do is we send a billboard to their campus displaying the names and photos of the leaders of these student organizations that signed these racist proclamations. Well, after I did that, myself, my wife, my family, one of my staffers, immediately began receiving death threats, harassment on the phone, social media, email, day in, day out. And on October 27th, they called my local law enforcement agency at 2 a.m. and told them that I had a gun to my wife's head. It's called swatting. And immediately after that, a half dozen heavily armed officers came to my home with rifles and body armor. They got a code from someone for my door, and they came on inside and searched the home. Thankfully, my wife and I were out of state. Had we been there, had we moved the wrong way, we might have been killed.
What is going to stop what's going on our college campuses? Is it a matter of we're going to have legislation from Congress? Is it an executive order from the president? What is going to stop this?
Well, I really think the root cause, and I hate to use a lefty phrase like that, but the root cause is K-12 education. It used to be that we would bemoan, rightfully, that professors were radicalizing students. Well, these days, the college professors are more moderate, by way of comparison, than the college students. The students are the extreme radicals. And that comes from K-12 education. That comes from these diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives. And it also largely comes from our culture. You know, the left has resorted to paying children on social media to propagandize other children. So in all of their classes in K-12, they're getting this radical DEI stuff. And on their social media, they're getting this radical DEI stuff. Yeah, by the time they show up on a college campus, they're radical themselves. The only solution is universal school choice in K through 12 education. The only solution is to get your kid the heck out of traditional public schools.
Let me ask you, as far as like the college presidents, are there any reasonable college presidents out there? Is there are there more than just Hillsdale College?
You know, I'm biased. I went to the University of Florida until they threw me out because they didn't like my political activism. But Ben Sasse at the University of Florida is a pretty decent president. But I'll tell you, I've trained college students in political activism on campuses in 48 states, a couple Canadian provinces, Mexico City, and every campus I've shown up at while doing that in the last two decades, they all tell me, Adam, you don't realize how bad it is here. And they're right. To your point, unless you're at Hillsdale or maybe Liberty, it's bad everywhere. Everyone wants to believe that, well, my alma mater can't be that bad. Well, I've been there and I talk to the kids these days. It's awful. In such the same way, everyone wants to believe that their elementary school where their child is going isn't the bad one. They met with the principal and with the teacher and they seem like nice and nice people. Well, I met with those folks as well, but I did it with a hidden camera and they bragged to me about how they lie to you.
I want to ask you about our college campuses today. It is very much out front. It's chic, if you will, to be a pro Hamas, anti-Israel a college student. How will that change? And is it a matter of it's going to have to change by people just turning their nose up at this stuff? I mean, is that how this is going to happen? Is it going to go away anytime soon, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sure. Allow me to brag on myself and our organization a bit. We're making a change right now, each and every day, because for decades, these students have never had to deal with any consequences for their actions. They could do terrible, horrible, wretched things on their college campuses, and they were never really held accountable. We would all see these things and complain about it, but nobody was ever doing anything. Well, for example, when the Stanford law students shouted down the federal judge and said, I hope your daughters get raped, what we did is we not only found out the names of the student leaders and sent mobile billboards to their campus, we bought their domain names so that if you went to their literal firstnamelastname.com, you saw a profile page where you could see exactly what they did. And then we worked with search engine optimization experts so that if you Googled these radical students, one of the first results, if not the first result, was the webpage that we built for them. And then we also sent mobile billboards to their parents on the East Coast so that their parents have to explain to their neighbors what the heck their kids have been up to. We've done the same thing with these radical anti-Semites as well. And we've seen direct results. We've seen students apologize. We've seen students retract these anti-Semitic proclamations. Once you actually show them consequences for their actions, the situation improves rapidly.
Adam Gillette joining us, the president of Accuracy in Media. How can people continue to follow what you're doing and the great work of exposing this? How can they help you?
Sure. Our website is aim.org. Of course, we're a charitable organization. We accept tax-deductible contributions, but we also want you in the fight. We set up action alerts where you could send one message and it goes to all of the board of trustees for Harvard, for example, and you could send them a message telling them about what you think's happening on their campus. And we do the same thing for all of the campuses where we see these terrible things occurring. You know, if we were to hit up the president and the provost of these universities, they'd ignore us. We don't have influence with them, but the trustees do. And the trustees didn't join these things to get, you know, angry emails all day long. So when we put pressure on them and when we explain that what's happening on these campuses is unacceptable, they oftentimes put pressure on the university presidents and provosts on our behalf, and when things change. And together with our activists, we're making this happen on campus after campus throughout America.
We've got a ceasefire going on. We've got hostages coming home, which is a good, good thing. We really love the idea that hostages are coming home. How does this all end, and when will we recognize Israeli victory?
Gosh, that's a great question. I don't know that we could cover it in a three-hour radio show. But what I think is clear is that you can't have a safe country with a terrorist state sitting next to you, shooting rockets at you, each and every day. There's just no way that that's tenable. We wouldn't tolerate it if Mexico or Canada did something similar. I don't think any nation should have to tolerate such a thing. So what I'd love to see, of course, is for these terrorists to be eradicated. And domestically, of course, is what I've seen, what I'd love to see, is for people to take the side of a nation or of a people dealing with terrorism, as opposed to taking the side of the horrible, wretched, morally reprehensible terrorists.
Adam, it is great to meet you in a radio sense. I can't wait to see more of your stuff. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing, is there a website? Is there some way that people can connect with you?
Our website is aim.org, A-I-M.org. We're active on all of the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even TikTok. We're constantly releasing hidden camera investigative videos from K-12 education around the country. And we're also visiting these campuses and talking to these college students who are horribly racist and hateful and anti-Semitic at times. You know, I've been assaulted at Harvard and spray painted. We've had our mobile billboards bashed with bricks and rocks thrown at it. But I think it's important for people to see what the state of college education is like. So I visit these campuses, we record the videos, and we post them on our site and our social media.
Adam, keep fighting the good fight. Really appreciate the work you do, and I know I'm going to follow you. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Adam Gallett, the president of Accuracy in Media. Check it out. Good website, by the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream. the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we love to do on this program is take a look back at the Sunday shows, the stuff you may have missed while you were at brunch, while you were at church, while you were sleeping in, or maybe you were up playing golf or tennis. Don't know. We make the promise to you that if you agree to listen on Monday morning, we will bring you the best of the Sunday shows. For instance, Jason Smith is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He was on with Maria Bartiromo and talked about how bad the American economy really is. Here it is.
We still see that essentials like food, fuel, rent continue to be elevated and out of our reach, expensive, outweighing our wages. Can you assess where we are in the economy today?
You know, Maria, working families are struggling just to put food on their table, clothes on their backs, and gasoline in their cars. Since the day that Joe Biden took the oath of office, inflation at that point was 1.4%. Now it's gone up 17.6% since he's taken the oath of office. The 20% lowest, poorest Americans, more than 80% of all the income that they make goes directly just for food and housing. People are struggling just to get by. In fact, the 80% of Americans have less savings than they did pre-COVID. So it's a struggle.
It's a struggle, and I understand it's about to get worse, Congressman. What is going to happen next year with regard to our taxes? He's keep spending money. The Democrats want to keep spending money. It's got to get paid for. So does that mean it's on us, the taxpayer, to see higher taxes?
That's exactly right, Maria. In less than 24 months, you'll see expirations of numerous tax proposals. In fact, every individual rate will increase. The child tax credit will be cut in half. The standard deduction will be cut in half. And the small business deduction will be eliminated if President Biden has his way. In his budget proposals, he's outlined that he wants more than $3.5 trillion in tax increases on all Americans.
That's Jason Smith from Missouri. He is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. On my cruise, I had a chance to visit with people, believe it or not, from southern Nevada. In fact, a woman from Henderson. A woman from Henderson won $10,000, and I watched it on one of those video poker machines or video gaming machines. She won $10,000 right there on site. And they paid her off. I thought it was amazing. It was absolutely wonderful. But one of the things I did is I had a chance to visit with a lot of folks, and we talked a lot about the issues. The one thing I came away from this cruise where I spoke with a cross-section of people, and one of the things that I found is that people are really afraid of the economy. They are afraid of the economy. that it's going to eat them alive, that you know, they've gone from going paycheck to paycheck to having to reach into life savings. That is not a good thing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Again, I want to thank my friend Kevin Child, my friend Aaron Phillips for filling in for me. I also want to thank Andy and Mark.